Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler, and my co-host David Blackman is still out for the time being, taking some much needed time off. He will definitely be back with us soon, so we're kind of getting back into the routine. So I've been recording episodes solo to keep things moving along, to stay to our daily episode routine, and then he'll be back with us soon, so we'll be hammering the episodes out again. As a duo, which is definitely better than just me solo. We work really well together as a team, so I'm happy to have him back soon. In today's episode, we're going to talk about a WordPress quick tip, how to search any WordPress website. So most websites will have some sort of a search function, a search icon, and you click in and it'll show a little search box. You can type it in and type in a keyword, and then it'll show all the content, pages, posts, whatever, podcast episodes that have that keyword in them. Works pretty good. It's built-in WordPress functionality, but sometimes the theme or the website, the theme doesn't have it built in, or doesn't show it in the theme, or a website decides not to show the search icon. And then you're like, what do I do? How do I search a website? There's no search icon. There's no search field for me to type things into. And so there's actually a pretty easy hack, if you want to call it that, that will allow you to search any website, any WordPress website, despite whether or not they have a search field or a search icon. But again, it has to be WordPress. And so all you do is at the end of their domain, type a forward slash, if there's not already a forward slash, then a question mark, then the letter S, lowercase, equal sign, and then the keyword, and then hit enter. And that will automatically search for whatever you're looking for. Also, if you do have a search icon or search field on the theme on the website and you type it in, well, that's what it's going to look like in the URL. You're going to see that in the URL. It's going to be domain.com/?S=, and then the keyword. And so if there's no search icon, no place to do it, and you can just type it directly into the URL. So I actually had to do this on our own website, wpgears.com. I was putting together some episode topics, and I couldn't remember if we had done an episode on the specific thing a few episodes back. I forgot what it was I was searching for specifically. And so I was on mobile, but on mobile, to simplify the design on wpgears.com, we don't have a search field or the icon to show the search field. And so I was like, oh, what do I do? And then I remembered, oh, I can just type it in. And so then I typed wpgears.com/?S=, and then the keyword. And then I was able to see, oh, okay, we have done an episode, or we haven't. I don't remember what it was. But and so really handy way to see if there is, to do a search, even if there's no built-in search on that particular website. So you might have already known that. If you have, then this is old information. If not, then it's new information, and hopefully you found it helpful. It's one of those things that when you remember that it exists, that it can be really helpful, because in my case, having to figure out and search a different way would have been really annoying, rather than taking 2 seconds to type that into the URL bar. So that is it for today's quick tip, for today's episode. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to talk about Instagram and how to do it right with business. A lot of companies do it wrong. Specifically, we're going to be talking about kind of web design, client services, business, and how to utilize Instagram and make it useful for you. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.